Tonight I'm going to read a few verses in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, if you want to turn there. And I just want you to pay attention. I'm going to go to Matthew chapter 8, if you want to go ahead and stick your finger there. I'll give you time to get there, because I'll just flip over and start reading in a minute. And I read on some of this morning, preached on a little of it this morning, but I want to go ahead and finish up what I started this morning. It just seemed like the Lord shut me off this morning, give an altar call. But I want to try my best to point out something to you tonight, if the Lord allow me. Like I said, I'm just so scattered sometimes I don't know what I'm doing myself. So just bear with me. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 19 says this. Says, "And what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead, and set Him at His own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principalities and all power, and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and has put all things under His feet, and gave Him to be the head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him, how that filleth all in all." Amen. I lied to you. I'm going to go to the 9th chapter of the book of Matthew. That's what was on my heart. I apologize for that. Remember, He was giving Him a name above all names. Yes. He's giving Him power above all power on this earth. He's got dominion over everything, anything that faces on this earth. God gave Him the power, amen, on heaven and earth.
Right.
And here He says in the 9th chapter in verse 1, He said, "And He entered into a ship and passed over and came to His own city. And behold, they brought to Him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their face, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer, for thy sins be forgiven thee. And behold, certain of the scribes and said within themselves, This man blasphemeth. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, Wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? For whether is easier to say, Thy sins is sin be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise and walk? But listen what He said. He said, But that ye may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, then He saith to the sick of the palsy, Arise, take up thy bed, and go thy way. And He arose and departed to His house. And when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto men." Father in heaven, Lord, tonight as I bow before You, I thank You, God, for another day. I thank You, Lord, for the blessings. I thank You tonight, God, for everything that You've ever done for me, Lord. Lord, I pray tonight, God, You help me to preach just for a few minutes of time, Lord, about Your greatness and Your power tonight. Lord, to lift You up tonight, God, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank You, Lord. I read that tonight, and I read Ephesians, because I was just reading over there this week and came across that scripture, and it talked about Him having a name above all others and Him having power above any. Amen. And the more that I read that and just thought about that scripture, it began to really bless me. He said, "For those that believe to us, He gave us the same power." We have power tonight with God. Amen. I mean, I can't go out and I can't cast out demons. Amen. I can't raise the dead. I can't give sight to the blind. But tonight, the one that can lives inside of me. Amen. It lives inside of you tonight. And we're able tonight to do all things through His name. He said He had all power in heaven and earth. And here He was teaching. Amen. And He come along a man there and had the palsy. And here was Greek, Christian people. Amen. That knew. Amen. That this man had done something that was different than anybody else. But He told them there, Brother Joel, hey, that He said that you know that the Son of Man had power on earth, had to forgive sin. Ain't you glad tonight to know, amen, that no matter what went on in your life, amen, that Jesus forgave you of your sins, amen, and wrote you a new name in heaven, amen, and gave you a new life here on earth, amen, to worship and to serve Him.
Amen, brother.
Now, the power that He has just blows my mind, amen, because Jerry, He took my life and just wiped it clean, amen, and gave me a brand new one.
was like being a newborn baby again. Amen. Yeah. I had to learn to walk and talk and do things. Yeah. Amen. Changed my lifestyle, the way I lived. But praise God. He gave me the power through His Word. Amen. To read and to study and to know. Amen. You and I have all power. Amen. Through Him tonight. Amen. That we can pray and believe. And He'll give us the things of our heart. Amen. That we have the power to pray for the sick. Amen. He told the disciples, He should go out. Amen. And preach the Word. Heal the sick. Bring new sight to the blind. He said, do all these things. But let me tell you tonight, there's no good in us. When they came back and began to rejoice, He told them, said, don't rejoice because the spirits are subject unto you. He said, rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Folks, that tonight is enough. Amen. To get us to heaven to know that we've been saved by His grace.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And I thought about people in the Bible. Here He took this man and healed him, and not only healed him, but forgave him of his sins. Right? Amen. And I remember a time when they were back over in the 8th chapter, that's what I read this morning. Amen. That this morning that there they was the ship and the storms had come. Amen. And that they was tossed to and fro, the Bible said, and he was laid in the belly of the ship asleep. And you know, they went down and woke him up and said, Master, don't you care that we perish? Amen. And he said, why are you fearful? Oh, thee of little faith. He said, let me tell you, he walked upon the bells of that ship. And I could just picture him there. Amen. His hair flowing in the wind. Just speaking to the wind. Amen. Speaking to the water. And automatically it became calm. Amen. And they began to marvel one with another. And said, what manner of man is this? That the oceans, amen, the sea and the air even has, he has dominion over them. Folks, I'm telling you, he has power over everything. There's nothing here that can run over us unless he allows it. And if we allow it, amen, sometimes we get tempted. Sometimes we face trials and temptations. God will help us through those.
Come on now.
The devil would like to throw a sprig in your spoke.
Bring it on, brother.
Here comes your folks. Know what a spoke is? I told a fellow that the other day. He looked at me dumber and dirtier. Hey, man, you didn't know what a spoke was. Didn't know what a sprig was. Hey, man. I've had a few bicycle wrecks in my days. I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But listen, hey, man, the devil will come along and trip you up and cause you to fall. Boy, the first thing he does, jump on you and tell you that, hey, you ain't no good, you ain't fit for the kingdom of heaven, you can't go back to church, you can't do this, you can't do that. I've seen so many people, hey, man, get out of church over the years because how they slip up and make a mistake, and everybody else jump on the bandwagon with the devil and begin to tear them down. Hey, man, but listen, tonight, by the saving grace of Jesus Christ, hey, the one that saved me, you know I love him because he first loved me. Hey, man, he loved me when I was unlovable. He loved me whenever I wasn't fit for nothing. Hey, man, I don't feel like I'm worthy. Amen. I don't feel like I'm worthy. Amen. To be called the Son of God. But praise God tonight. Because of what He did on Calvary. Whenever they crucified Him, they thought they took His life. But let me tell you what He told Pilate. He said, you'd have no power unless it was given you from above. Amen. Unless the Father allowed it. Amen. The devil had no dominion over you tonight. Unless the Father allowed it.
Amen.
It's got to come through His hands first. Amen. You know that.
Yeah.
Amen. And I like what Job said. He said, my Redeemer liveth.
Yeah.
Amen. He had hope in one that was able to take him through whatever he was going through. You know, Brother Eric, we ought to have a good testimony. Amen. Any church we walk into, we ought to be able to testify. Amen. But you know what? Church has gotten any more. If you testify, they think you talk too long. I heard some good testimonies this morning. I heard a woman talking about God delivering her from alcohol. Amen. She was bragging how that she didn't go to no AA meetings. Amen. She didn't go down and get some kind of drug to get her off of it. She said she was invited to the house of God. And she met a man. Amen. That took her off alcohol. Took everything away from her. Gave her a new life. Gave her hope. Amen. I love that testimony.
Yeah.
Amen.
She said, I thought coming home and just having me a drink after work was all right. She said, the more I drunk, the more I drunk.
Yeah.
And the next thing I know, I became an alcoholic. You know what? That's the way it is.
Yeah.
It says the small foxes spoil the vine.
Yeah.
Not that long.
But you know, the Lord came by and saved her, and she had a good testimony about that this morning. She said, I don't know if it's an appropriate place to tell that.
Woo, why not? Why not? Huh? We all been sinners.
That's right.
Yeah. We've all lost and undone. We've all been into something.
Huh?
I mean, I've heard people talk about getting saved at 12 years old. They realized they was lost.
Yeah.
Hey, man, they didn't do nothing. They committed no kind of sins, but they were lost. They realized that they couldn't go to heaven without this man. Without this man, we could do nothing. How without his name? The Bible said no other name given under heaven. Whereby we must be saved. Hey, man, and that is Jesus. And he has power. I love what the Bible says. It says the devil even trembles.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I like that. Amen. Yeah. He said, whenever, you know, when you come down there to the old man in the tombs, man, I'm telling you, he was afraid.
Yeah.
The demons was afraid. The man wasn't afraid, but the demons was afraid.
Yeah.
Now, son of the Most High God, what we have to do with you is, it's not your time.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Amen.
I've been here since the beginning.
Right.
He cast them out into the swines.
Yeah.
I love, brother, the power that God has.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
Huh? I've seen him heal people. I've seen him take people that they said there's no hope for.
Yeah.
Raise them up, amen, and put them back on solid ground.
Yeah.
Now just keep them going for years.
Yeah.
And then I've seen some that he give them ultimate healing.
Yeah.
That's God's power.
Amen.
He has the power to lay his life down.
Yeah.
He has the power to take it up.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
He has power tonight to lay our life down.
Amen.
Now listen to me. Death is not the end of this thing.
That's right.
That's right,
brother. Huh? You know what? When he said it was finished, I believe some of them rejoiced. I believe some of them said, we got him. Then they took and put him in a tomb, the Bible says. And some of them were so worried that, boy, they might stir up a little something. They said, let's make it sure.
Yeah.
So they went and talked to the old Pharaoh there, whatever his name, Pilate, told him, said, why don't we send it up? Said they got him coming tonight and steal his body, and the people think he's some great something.
Yeah.
I'm glad that when he came back during the point of time, they saw him.
Mm-hmm.
They went out there and he wasn't there, and then Mary went and there he was.
That's right.
Mary, when he spoke her name, she knew who he was.
Yeah.
Didn't have a clue who he was until he spoke her name.
Yeah.
When he spoke her name, she said, Lord.
Yeah.
She began to talk to him. Knew for sure who it was. Hey, man, he wasn't in that grave. He didn't hide his body.
Yeah.
And guess what? The Bible says for 40 days he spent with them before he went back to heaven.
Yeah.
He had to ascend to heaven after his death, but yet he came back and spent 40 days with them. Amen. Teaching them and talking to them about things to come.
Amen.
And one of the greatest things that he told them was, he said, if you believe in God, believe also in me.
Yeah.
Amen. That wasn't after the 40 days, but let me tell you something. He told them in the Word, he said, if you believe in God, believe in me also. Boy, don't let your heart be troubled. Because I'm going to be crucified.
Yeah.
He said, because when I'm going away to my Father's house, he said, I'm going to prepare a place for you.
Right.
Now, I'm just ad-libbing. I ain't putting it all in there. But anyway, he said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And he said, I'm going to come again, and I'm going to receive you into myself. Now, where I am, you may be also. I'm thankful tonight that he's going to allow me to be where he is.
Amen. Yeah.
This is not the end.
That's right.
Amen. When I close my eyes here, it's not the end.
Right.
I read over them Thessalonians. You all would say it. Amen. Go over in them Thessalonians. That's good stuff. Amen. But anyway, it says, don't be troubled about these things. He tells us to encourage one another, to strengthen one another, because it says the trump of God is going to sound. And there's going to be a shout from heaven. Amen. The voice of the archangel. And the dead in Christ is going to rise.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. That's the Bible.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
That's the Word of God.
Amen.
Guess what? He can't lie. He won't lie.
No.
He chooses not to lie. He can. If he wants to, he's God. But he don't want to. But he loves us enough that he gave us these promises. And we worry about the power of God. Me and my brother's talking about the cancer. He said, I go to bed with it, get up with it. He said, I still got it. He said, it's hard to live with. He said, it's not like anything else I've ever had. He said, most things I get over. He said, but for nearly a year now, I said, I lay down with it, I get up with it. And he said, one of these days, he said, it's going to kill me. I said, brother, I said, you might have a heart attack in the morning, and the cancer never hurts you.
Amen. That's right.
That's a chance in life that we live.
Yeah, that's right.
Main thing is to be ready to meet God.
Anytime.
And I do like what he said. He said, that's easy for you to say. And it's true. I said, it's so easy for us, when we're not going through these things, to tell somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tell someone else that it's all right.
Yeah.
God's got this. But what if it's us tomorrow? How will we act?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh? I hear people say, well, I would just brush it off. Cancer, you don't worry about me. I'll do this, do that. I'm here to tell you, especially if somebody our age, you look younger than me, quite a bit younger. Let them tell you tomorrow you're going to die of cancer, how close you are to God, you'll find out.
Yeah.
Huh? Right. Most people think, well, it's just, why ain't I going to die anyway? But I'm here to tell you tonight. But we got to come to realization. And most people that I have dealt with in that situation, it's when they got a hold of that.
Amen.
Man, they got peace.
Yeah, yeah.
For a little while, it's torment, torture. I mean, just torture. And I talk to him all the time, and I say, brother, listen, God's got you.
Amen.
It doesn't matter. Amen. What comes tomorrow, live today. Amen. Worry about what you're doing today. And so far, he's done pretty good at that, but I know it gets him down.
Yeah, amen.
But he's going to get a hold of it correctly. That God has got
him. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when he gets a grasp on that, amen, he'll be all right. I believe that with all my heart because God has power on earth the same as he has in heaven.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Tonight he said, I'll not leave you and I'll forsake you. I'll go with you always, even to the end. No matter what you're going through, what you're being tormented with, he said, I'll be there.
Yeah.
And I like that. I thought about the little girl with the issue of blood, and I'll come to a close. The woman had the issue of blood, the little girl died. Same story right there close together, so I got messed up. This little 12-year-old girl, she died, and he went to their house, and after healing the woman with the issue of blood, he went to their house. He goes in, and they all crying and weeping. He said, listen, she's not dead. She's just asleep.
Yeah.
Now, to us, that'd be silly. Well, she's dead. She ain't breathing. Her heart's not beating. She's dead. Jesus said, no. Power. No name under heaven has his power that he has.
Right.
No other person ever born has the power that he has.
Right.
He said after that he put them all out. They mocked him, laughed at him, he put them out. Mm-hmm. Only people in there was the mother and the father.
Yeah.
And he went over, took her by the hand.
Amen.
He said, damsel, arise. Mm-hmm. Now, if she was dead, what did he tell them next? Fix her something to eat. She needs some strength.
Yeah.
Amen. He brought her back to life. Amen. Presented her to her mom and daddy and told them to feed her.
Yeah.
Now, folks, I'm telling you tonight, God has power. He has the power if he wants to tonight to make somebody get up out of that cemetery and come in here and tell us you don't want to go to hell.
Amen.
He got the power to go out there and raise somebody up and say, hey, tell them how good heaven is.
Yeah.
He has that power tonight.
Yes, sir, he does.
He chooses for us to find it ourselves. Give it to us.
Amen. Bless your
Lord. It's in our hands.
Mm-hmm.
What we do with it is up to us. I'm done. If maybe you're going through something you just don't understand, let me tell you something. Ain't nobody here tonight perfect.
Right, brother.
I don't care if you think you are or you're not.
Bless
you. I'm not saying that to be mean. I'm just saying that because a lot of some people think, well, I just don't do nothing wrong.
Yeah.
The Bible says we all sin come short of the glory of God. We're all failures in some fashion or form. But tonight, if you're able, would you stand and you feel like you need to come and pray?